us know when we're ready. I think we're all set on our side. All set. Right here. Welcome back, folks. We are live on RepStack Podcast here with Ryan Hurst from Grand Ledge, Michigan, owner and CEO, if I'm not mistaken, of Media Ace Marketing. How are you doing, Ryan? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm quite honored. Thank you.
Yeah, so real quick background. I met Ryan, I think it was right in Tampa, if I'm not mistaken, right in January. And January, I think, is, if I'm not, it's just one of my observations, is something similar in the entrepreneur world that we have in the gyms. Like, everybody's rushing to do all the exciting stuff. It's a shiny item syndrome. Everybody wants to do new things, wants to scale at that point. But from my perspective, I think we were lucky enough. I was in a POD event up in Tampa, or down in Tampa, and I think I'm in Wilmington, Delaware. Ryan is in Michigan, so it's always cold in January, so we don't need any excuses to run down south to Florida. And we met in the sidelines of this POD. It was a really good event. But since then, I've asked Ryan to come on our podcast, and he has been good enough, on his word, and he showed up. So how are you doing, Ryan? I just wanted to ask really quickly, tell us a little bit about Media Ace Marketing. I know a little bit of background about is that you do legal niche. That's your niche. Of course, I would want to know why. And within niche, if you have any further down deep dives within your niche.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the introduction. You were the very first face that I met on that mastermind, that trip down to Florida. And I really appreciate your conversation that we had, and that was really great. It was one of the first events that I've been to like that, and I really appreciate that. So to answer your question about the legal niche, I wouldn't say I've jumped around, but everybody is on a journey, right? And when I first started, like many, not really knowing where to go or what to do, you kind of just put your feelers out there, and you'll kind of take anybody and everybody. And I'm in several networking groups in my local area, and over time, home services, different opportunities have presented themselves, and I have found that I enjoy working with attorneys probably the best. I get some of the best results. And I don't know, maybe a kindred spirit. I've been a professional myself in healthcare, and I think that that maybe contributes. So maybe I should have gone that healthcare route, but I don't know. I can talk with attorneys well, and it just seems to fit for me. So.
So how does that work? Just for someone of if someone listening here and they're trying to figure out their niche, right? And we always say riches are in niches. And for us also at RepStack, it has made sense. It has made sense that we only work with digital marketing agencies. But for you, do you have any background with law firms? Because you cannot say too many, or you're gonna record too many people saying they like having conversations and they like doing business with attorneys. So what makes you good at working with attorneys?
What makes me good? Well, like I said, it might make more sense with my healthcare background that I would work with physicians, with
Okay.
doctors. Just, I think that something happens in you. I don't know necessarily in your heart. It just feels right. You start to go down a path, and maybe you get good results. You can be doing, I think you could be doing all of the right things for a client,
Yes.
providing great maybe lead generation, SEO, Facebook ads, Google ads, all of the right marketing, maybe your logo, maybe your SaaS. You can be doing all of the right things and get not the best results for them.
Right.
But it feels right. Or you could be doing some of the wrong things and get really great results. And I think some of my past experiences have kind of taught me that you still need to push through some of those discomforts, and still you just have to listen maybe a little bit to your gut and maybe a little bit, maybe some of it's money, but I think it's just your personality will present itself over time. And as a new, you know, maybe as a new digital marketer, you know, maybe just kind of getting into it, I may not say that pick your niche. I think it's okay to be a little broad in the beginning, and it will evolve over time as you'll determine, you know, who your heart touches or which direction you're going to go with, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So I guess, right, for our audience, heard it here first. Ryan, he's saying, go with your gut, right? So you don't have to be an expert. Sometimes, you know, of course, as you know, Ryan was calling out that he has his health background, but let it be your calling. Some, you know, just start, take a feel of it. You don't have to conquer end to end of your agency before starting. It is a process. It's a journey. And listening to your heart, I think that's one way of doing it. So, all right. So, Anna, so going down again, moving forward from your niche. Also, wanted to find out. Also, going onto your website, your Facebook presence. Your focus are very much on building online presence for your audience, for your clients, clientele, and that also specifically through SEO. So, why SEO? Why is that really a good tool for online presence? Why not something else? Why are you focusing on SEO?
I think that I really enjoy the tangible results that SEO can provide. When I first started, I started really focusing a lot on maybe Facebook ads and doing a lot of lead generation, particularly with Facebook. And what I found in the beginning when I was running those ads was that I got really good at my job. I was able to produce a lot of leads. But most businesses, they don't want leads. They want sales. And I had not gone through the journey to learn the process about how to take it through maybe that next step and not just provide the leads, but also provide the coaching and the training and the support for that business to make sure that a lead was followed up with, that they can answer their phone, and that we have a little bit of the infrastructure and foundation in place in the business before you start to do all of that, I would say, busy work of lead generation. Right. So SEO to me is really building the brand of the business. And, you know, your brother talks a lot about eating your own dog food. And I guess that phrase really kind of, for my own journey, has really kind of captured what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm trying to eat my own dog food. I'm a media company. I'm a digital media company. So try and increase my own digital presence. And for my clients, SEO work is building. We might talk about this in a minute, but, you know, Google, if you're looking for an attorney near me, you're not really, you may not ask a friend. You may not go on Facebook. You're very likely not going to necessarily go to TikTok. For the most part, you're going to go to Google and do some research. And then you're going to go to their website and determine for yourself, can you trust this attorney with maybe a secret, with confidential information? Do they have the expertise in order to represent me on my legal behalf? And so Google has a word for it. They've been pushing for the last couple of years, and that's EAT, E-A-T, and that's expertise, authority, and trustworthiness. And all of the content that a business I'm trying to produce for my clients is probably touching on one or multiple areas of this expertise, authority, and trustworthiness. Can I trust this attorney? Do they have the authority? And you guys have talked really good about, and Josh Nelson does this as well too, is perceived authority versus actual authority. They're a good attorney, right? They have the actual authority, but can I, on behalf of my clients, help them with that perceived authority on their website, on their social media? In 10 seconds of the attention span, you know, can we capture that perceived authority? Can we build that trust and show the expertise that attorney has? So
yeah, that's such a, you know, I think you really hit the spot there, because I was also looking at some of the numbers, and 46% of all the searches, I think there are 2 billion searches, by the way, on Google that happen a day, and 46% of them are just local searches. So for specifically for your lawyer, you want someone, someone to represent you. You want the best of the best. It should be definitely local. That's where SEO comes in. You should be able to someone, you know, and trust someone. So that has to be, you know, that comes with building a brand. And that's also, you say, you know, that what SEO builds, you know, if that and that you're not in the first top five in your local or top in maybe half. I don't know. I used to before, back in the day, go to the second page, but I don't know how many of us, whoever listens to this podcast, has ever been on the second page, and how long ago were they on the last page, right? So that's what I think media is marketing helps, is get you in the front, because as lawyers, they're probably the best, but they're not out there. You have to get out there. Just doing good is not good enough. Doing good and, you know, having the presence, and that's what we're really, you know, all of it comes together.
I think that as a digital marketer, you know, we, all of our friends and a lot of the people that I listen to and talk to have this global mindset. I have associates from Pakistan, you know, through RepStack, and, you know, whether it's South Africa or Pakistan or Mexico or Canada, you know, we have as a digital marketer this global mindset and a global workforce, and people can live all over the world. But I think that sometimes we forget that the people in our community that we live in don't necessarily have this global mindset, and they really strongly want to work with somebody in their bubble, in their local community. And you know, that's why the near me searches work so well. And that's why SEO, in my opinion, for attorneys or most small businesses, is the most valuable asset, one of the most valuable things they can do to build the brand of their business.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, and if I'm doing your tax attorney or something, then I can maybe search Google best in America. But if I want, you know, family and estate planning, I want to go shake someone's hand. Someone from, you know, the community, someone that I know, you know, that is going to be around and they have some skin in my game. So that has to be local search, and it comes from SEO. So that's okay. So that's kind of the SEO part. The other part of I was going to ask you about was about events. So you said, you know, we are and that we also met actually one of the coaching events. So actually going before the coaching, so how's your experience been with coaching in generally, right? So I know as far as media ace marketing is concerned, what's your journey with it? Like, you know, and where and did you, at what point did you take any coaching for your agency journey?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a sucker for education. I love to learn. I spend crazy amount of time every day trying to learn how to be a better person, how to be a business owner, better husband, you know, better dad. And, you know, my journey, you know, one of the best quotes that I think I've heard through another mentor business coach was eat the fish, leave the bones. And so what that is referring to is like taking some of the best from Alex Hormozi, from, you know, POD, from Josh Nelson, taking bits from every mentor and coach that I've had and trying to apply them to who I am. And I'm not trying to be the next Alex Hormozi. I'm not trying to be the next Josh, you know, be just like Josh Nelson. I'm not trying to be just like Alex Zelensky. I'm trying to be Ryan Hurst and taking all the bits and pieces and be me. So
this is awesome. And this is, I actually preach it. And I also hear Sean Clark from High Level, say this again and again, that, he just takes something if someone's doing and apply it. And also as part of, any agency that is right now on or someone's an entrepreneur who is at the cusp of starting, they don't have to. It gets overwhelming. So I always say copy paste. It has worked for me since beginning of time. Why reinvent the wheel? Some people there's if someone's already done, been there, done that, learn from the experience. We don't have to have the whole thing again. And it just always works. For me, I also make sure that, I surround myself with the right team. And I'm okay to be the underdog in the room, not the most cleverest person. It means, I've already set the standard that people are not going to expect anything from me. And I know everybody around me is capable of, making smart decisions. So I surround, that's a safety net for me. So always, copy, paste. You learn from everybody, and it does get overwhelming, to be honest. They're like, I just talked also talking initially about shiny object syndrome, and new thing comes. We have Asana, Mondays, ClickUp, Slack. We're like, oh, we want this Bamboo. We have Bamboo HR. We have like 100 million tools to try to run and get everything. Just pick and choose what works for you. Don't be Arthur. Don't be Ryan. Be you. That really resonated with me. Just identify your own personal avatar for yourself. And you don't have to do everything that everybody's doing. Just see what works for you and let the magic happen.
I think one analogy that comes to mind as you're talking about that is that baseball, and this is kind of to an extent how I came up with the ace in my name, but baseball has been a very passion of mine my entire life. And I have pitched for quite a bit of that. And an ace pitcher is like the most reliable and go-to pitcher on your team.
Okay.
But when you think of a baseball team on the defense, the team that's in the field, all right, I think of maybe an owner, a founder, as the pitcher on that team. They're part of the leader. You may be the pitcher or the catcher, but you need to have the team behind you. And I need to know that if I want to throw a fastball, say I have a runner on first base, and not everybody's going to follow this, but please bear with me, all right? I have a runner on first base, and I throw a low and inside fastball to a relatively good hitter, I am trying to get that hitter to hit a ground ball to the shortstop, which will turn into a double play. In order for that to happen, though, I have to have trust in my catcher. I have to have trust in my shortstop. I have to have trust in the second base and the first base, the entire team behind me. I know all of those positions. I have to have trust in myself that I can deliver that pitch. And so the way that that turns into business is training shortstop, second base, first base, a catcher, having trust in your team. I don't know. Are you following me with that? Does that make sense?
I'm very much following you. And I love the analogy that you give because, and it's also at the end, you trust everybody. Of course, the shortstop, the first baseman, your pitcher, yourself, your arm, your focus that, okay, this strategy is going to work at the same. But at the end, also trust your processes that you've made them. You're the one who made them. You during the team meeting, you talked about them. So it means there is thought behind it. So trust that process. So when the thing's on fire, when we say roof is burning, that is the point not to get rid of your process and say, oh, it's not working, let's jump. That is the process where, I think, it separates us boys from men, is where you hold on to your process because you trust that, oh, I made the decision initially to put this process in place. And now when it's, everything's burning, if I keep doing it, at the end, it is going to put the fire out. And so I'm totally following you.
And there's times I have to step off the mound and into that second baseman's role, or maybe I have to step into that first baseman's role. And so there's times you may have to move around within your business to different positions and have more education, more training, more mentorship, because that second baseman doesn't know how to do their job. And maybe you don't have the education to train that second baseman. And so you need to, going back to like coaching and mentorship, you need some help in order to support your team either behind you. Maybe you need to step into that role for a while. Maybe you need to make sure that you ensure that you hire the right person for that role. And so, I don't know.
Yeah, no, so that's also, I think, comes with the mindset. And here at RepStack, we're totally, you know, and that's what we preach, is that, you know, anytime someone, as you said, second baseman, you know, they don't know, so you got to step in. So that's what the mantra is. Anytime you see a gap, just raise your hand. Yes, I'll do it. Do you know? Oh, no, of course not. I'll Google my way through it. But if the main thing is that as a team, you need to be absorbed in the culture, trying to say, okay, if we win or lose as a team, nobody knows everything. You know, you know, we can Google our way. You know, we actually really have this thing I keep repeating. Learn from other people, copy paste. You know, someone's already doing it. You're in so many Facebook groups, coaching groups. They're out there. YouTube. Learn from those resources. But yeah, as an entrepreneur, a small medium business owner, you know, having multitasking, helping where help is needed, and then, you know, making those fine tunings. And then seeing the result, that is actually, you know, I think is a blessing. That's why what keeps us, you know, keep coming back and to work day in and day out.
We all want to be leaders. Yeah. I want to be a leader. I recognize myself as a leader. We all want to be leaders, but nobody, there's always a path to get to that leadership role. And so everybody is on a journey, and you are a leader to some and you are a trainee to others. And you are, there's always people to learn from. There's always somebody ahead of you and there's always people behind you. And to me, it's important to be speaking to both, I guess.
Right. So it was, you know, I think really good insight on SEO and the legal niche. Ryan, I just had one last question from you. So I just Google a little bit information about Grand Ledge, Michigan, that's where you're from. So I have this thing, there's this sandstone rock, you know, that's where the town gets its name, the rock ledges. So my question to you is, and you know, there are other people who go for rock climbing. I don't know if you rock climb or not. I know you're into baseball, but how, you know, high is that ledge? Is it 50 feet? Is it 30 feet or is it 40 feet tall?
I've been there several times. I can't
and
imagine.
If you give me the right question answer, you'll get this hiring secrets book shipped to you. So that's how you know raise the bar there for you.
Oh there. Boy, I've been there several times. It's a 30, 40, or 50. That's what my choice is?
Yeah. It's pretty reasonable.
Oh boy, I'm gonna have to guess the middle 40.
It is 40. So you get, you know, you're
oh, fantastic.
Win hiring secrets from Azhar Siddiqui, our RepStack book. Well, Ryan, jokes apart, thanks a lot for being on our podcast. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll get you back in here. And you know, we learn something new. And then we're also gonna see you on the event circuit. I'm gonna be in Detroit next month. I'm not sure if you're gonna be there. There's a POD event coming in May.
Yes.
So hopefully I'll see you there. But anything else, any last words you want to call out? If someone wants to reach out to your agency, what's the best way to get out to and reach out to you?
Yeah, the easiest way is going to my website, mediaacemarketing.com. On most of the socials, LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, Twitter, Instagram. So, but my website is probably the easiest way to get hold of me. So, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks for listening in. Again, Ryan Hurst at RepStack Podcast. Thanks again for being on our show today.